have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Wednesday. We are going to shine this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. According to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, arise and shine in this Wednesday morning, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Then take it away.
Verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So we must remain in alignment. We must submit unto God. Come up under. Submission is to come up under the mission. So when we are in align with God, with his light, that light radiates off of us. It's not a light that we have to produce. Sometimes they think, well, I don't know enough to produce the light, or I don't go to church enough to produce a life or a light, or I don't do this good enough. No. All we do is we submit. We come up under the mission of God. We come up under his light. It is his glory that is seen upon us. And it causes that darkness that covers the earth and deep darkness that causes that covers the people. The glory of God that is upon us that we submit to, it causes that darkness to flee. The darkness cannot comprehend the light. So we must continue to operate in excellence. We must continue to remain submitted to God. And James, it tells us, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's not alone, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The first part says to submit to God. So when we are submitted, we are under the mission of God, then that causes the devil to flee from us. But we must resist the temptation to come out of that place of alignment. As Daniel, we talked about Monday and Tuesday, he had to resist that temptation. Fear tried to draw him out. Another system tried to draw him out. All these things tried to draw him out from the place of submission. But he knew that his excellence was tied to his relationship, to his worship of God. So that is where he remained. And the God that he served continually was able to deliver him from every despair, every conspiracy, every assassination attempt. God was able to deliver him because his allegiance was strong to God.
I love Isaiah chapter 60. Arise and shine, for your what? Your light has come. All right? Then look at Ephesians chapter 5. Let's get another scripture that support Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. And we're going to look at verse 13 and 14 in this Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday. We will wake up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to wake up. We're going to shine because the light has come. Mm-hmm. All right.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13.
Yes, and 14. Yes.
But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light.
Yeah.
Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep.
Yes.
Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
That's what I say. That's the powerful thing that Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. We have the light through Jesus Christ. Arise and shine. Now, all of us, beloved, should be shouting. Arise and shine, for who? The light has come. The light is Jesus Christ. He give us light.
Then he gives us the ability. Verse 15 and 16 says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So we have the ability to walk circumspectly. What
Hallelujah.
Does that mean? It means that we have a circular, we have an aerial view. We could see on every side, every way. You could only do that if you have an aerial view. If you're just standing in one direction, you could only see what is in front of you and what's in your peripheral vision unless you turn and move around and such, but you can't see all things at the same time. You can't see the whole circumspect of it unless you have an aerial view, unless you are above the situation, unless you have the light of Christ to be able to operate in that aerial view so that you're able to redeem the time. Go ahead.
Because it brings us above all. Because he takes us, that light takes us at the level of excellence. Our life, we perform, we live in life at that level. So we're seeing it differently. Hallelujah. Yeah. When you and I can see things differently because we're operating in light. And light exposes things. So I can see where to go. I can see what not to do because Jesus Christ is the light. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the light, I am the light of this world. We need Jesus. Oh, we need the light today, brothers and sisters, whoever listening under the sound of our voice this morning. We want to tell you, if there's any other time that we need the light of Jesus Christ to help us, is now. Now is the time.
And verse 17 tells us, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So we can't be unwise, we can't be foolish, we can't be ignorant to what is available to us. The will of God. Once we understand the will of God and his desire for our life to align with his will and the many benefits of his will, think about that. We tell our kids, you know, don't go run in the street. Why? Because we want to protect them. The will is to keep them protected, to preserve their life so that they could prosper. So too often a religious mindset, you know, when things are against God, oh, you can't do that because you can't do that. It's for our own protection. Anything God is telling us not to do is for our own protection. Don't kill for your own protection. Don't commit adultery for your own protection. Don't lie for your own protection. Keep the Sabbath day holy for your own protection. All these things are for our own protection so that we're able to carry out the will of God and we're not picked off by the enemy. So just as we have rules and boundaries in our home with our children and such, so is God. But it's for our edification. It's to better us. But the enemy will come in and twist that and say, oh, you can't do nothing with God. He's too strict.
God is a guide. He wants us to operate in the spirit of excellence. He wants us to walk in the spirit of excellence. Notice Isaiah chapter 60 where we at. It says that lift up your eyes all around in verse 4. Lift up your eyes all around and see. Now, arise and shine because your light has come. You can what? See. Now we can lift up our eyes and we can what? See. Like you said, Diane, we have that aerial view. We are operating from a higher level. It says, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from afar. Your daughter shall be nursed by your side. Then you shall see and become radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy because the abundance of the sea shall turn to you. That's what excellence do for you, my friend. Look as we continue down there. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Everything that is good will come to you, run you down. It will run you down and overtake you. When you're operating in excellence, things will what? Run you down and overtake you.
And you won't have to beg for nothing.
That's right.
You will not have to beg for nothing. That's why the scriptures all go together and they bear witness of one another. Because Jesus says in Matthew to seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added onto you. So when we're seeking first the kingdom of God, that means we're operating in excellence. Yeah. We're seeking to do things according to his will. We're in line with his light. We have arose. We have shine.
Yes.
We have done those things. And then when we're operating in excellence, all these other things that we worry about, because we're not being excellent, all these things that we worry about, they will be added onto us. Because the light comes forth in the excellence, in the alignment, as Daniel was aligned with God. The excellence in his life was demonstrated over and over again as different examples in the Bible as they were aligned with God. The excellence was displayed and caused elevation in their life. So what must we? Because there's many benefits. If you go all through Isaiah chapter 60, you could make a long list of all the benefits that excellence is going to draw to you. Relationships, reunifying families and such as here, when we're operating in excellence. It's not just always about money, but when you look in here, you're going to see relationships being reconciled. All these things coming onto us when we're operating in excellence. Peace, when we're operating in excellence, because we don't have nothing that we're doing shiesty and we're not cutting no corners. We don't have to worry about somebody coming against us, critiquing or criticizing us when we are operating in excellence. Your work will speak for you.
Excellent. Watch this on this Wednesday, a takeaway. And if you have your pen and paper, you could write this thought down. Verse 8. Who are those who fly like a cloud? Who are those who fly like the cloud? You know, so excellent make you a high flyer. Excellent make you a high flyer. Who are those? Who are these that fly like a cloud? Those are the people who operate in the spirit of excellence because it elevates you. Above all, you are a high flyer. You want to be a high flyer? Then cultivate the spirit of excellence in your life.
And the rest of that verse, verse 8, it says, and like doves to their roost. Yes. So if you think about that, if you think about how a bird establishes a nesting area and everything that is needed from that nest, it gathers from things that are readily available to it. It just has to go and get them. The bird is not making the materials, but he's taking the materials and he's making the nest. Then in the vastness of the greenery and such, that dove knows where his nest is. So if you think about all the trees and all the space and all the different locations where the bird nest could be and how it flies out every day to go do different things and such, it still knows its niche. It still knows its roost to come back to. So each and every one of us have a specific assignment, a specific place where we will fit, where we will prosper, where we will operate in excellence, and it will cause then everything else that you need to come on to you. All things are already ready. And it's a cool thing when you look at a bird's nest closely and you see all the different materials that they use to make that nest. Yeah, they use twigs and sticks and all the things that we assume right away, but they'll also get dryer lint. They'll also pick up threads. Yeah. They'll pick up little plastic shreds and they'll use and interwove these things together to make the nest. So they're taking from what is readily available and they're using their gifts and their talents with excellence. They craft those nests with excellence. They're not loose. The nests are not coming apart. Them things are tight work woven together because they do it with excellence. They take what is ready available onto them and they do it with excellence. So we all have things that are readily available onto us. You might not have everything that you think that you need, but you have something to start operating in excellence with. Make your day
count. Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big, it's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weird?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ.